Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. As always, my name is Ryan McQueenie, and on this week's show, we are going to be covering what will be the second part of a three-part series on artificial intelligence. Of course, last week we discussed the terms and phrases and questions related to AI and AI research that investors really need to know and understand before they start pouring money into this field and adding exposure to the industry to their portfolios. So if you have not heard that episode, or if you are a little bit lost on AI in general, please go back and listen to that one first. It will really help educate this conversation, I think. This conversation this week, we'll be taking a look at one of several ways investors can choose to add, to do the adding of exposure to their portfolios. So we're going to actually look at specific investment strategies today. There are obviously a number of ways that investors can find quote-unquote pure play AI stocks, but the argument could be made that AI research with the greatest potential is being done by massive companies that have made their name in some other field. So, of course, you probably heard of Watson. That's the question-answering computer system from IBM, obviously made famous by competing on Jeopardy a few years ago in a Jeopardy Champions division. Watson is one of the most advanced natural language answering programs in the entire world. And it was a passion project for IBM for a really long time. But it's important to recognize these things because natural language processing machines are such a key element of what AI is trying to do that, to understand and to be familiar with one of the top natural language processing programs in the world being coming from a publicly traded company and being now a revenue stream for that company. Obviously, there's opportunities for investors who believe in that project. The Watson program falls into IBM's cognitive solutions segment. And for all of the difficulties IBM has had over the past few years, this has actually been one of its kind of key catalysts in kind of lifting the boat a little bit. So definitely something to look at there. That's really just the tip of the iceberg, specifically when looking at these AI assistants, and they all seem to have names. So just think, in the past week, how many times have you interacted with Apple's Siri, Microsoft's Cortana, or Amazon's Alexa? Moving past the named programs, has Facebook recognized your face in a picture recently? Has your Samsung phone guessed which word you were about to type? What about Google Home? Have you splurged on one of these fun new smart speakers and started saying, "Hey, Google," around the house a lot? Whether you know it or not, these are all examples of AI at play in these side projects that larger tech companies have taken on. Another cool thing about these large tech companies is that we can say we probably don't always notice the benefits of their AI side projects. So it's not always that they're going to pop up with a new program or a new named assistant or a new button to press on your phone to speak to someone. Sometimes it's going to things we don't even notice. Speaking at a gala a couple years ago held by the Internet Association, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos described this phenomenon by saying that he thinks that we get, quote, "a lot of the value that we're getting from machine learning is actually happening kind of beneath the surface. It is things like improved search results, improved product recommendations for companies, improved forecasting for inventory management, and literally hundreds of other things beneath the surface." That's the end of the quote there. So again, what is he talking about there? That these are the little things that if we take a step back and look at the progress we've made over the past few years, yeah, it's super noticeable how much better the search results are, how much better product recommendations are on the kind of enterprise side, how much better inventory management is. But these are things that have been kind of squeezed out of AI research that these companies are doing. Again, side projects, things that are happening behind closed doors, things that consumers and investors don't necessarily know about, but they're having these real world effects. And I think if you're a believer in AI, if you're a believer in the research that's being done, you should really notice these things a little bit more than perhaps we are. And, you know, if you're a true believer in what one of these companies is doing more than the other, then maybe that's the investment strategy you have for yourself there. So you obviously have all of the major tech giants at play. Just to recap, I've already mentioned Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, Google, on top of the ones I've mentioned already, I also want to highlight Salesforce's Einstein program, which is a new technology that promises to deliver AI directly into the Salesforce customer relations platform. So we've got both the consumer level and the enterprise level tech giants leading the way here. It's not always going to be something consumer facing or something that's going to improve the consumer experience. It's also going to be over on the enterprise side of things. Still, we haven't even really gotten to the real leader here, which is NVIDIA. NVIDIA is obviously known for its graphics processing units. This is a specialized circuit that was originally designed to meet demand in the video gaming industry. It has also emerged as an intelligent vehicle leader, with the other kind of portion of its manufacturing business being system on a chip units that are used in super smart car computer systems. But NVIDIA is now using its industry-leading GPU technology to pave the way for everyday artificial intelligence usage. So for those that don't know, the GPU is an absurdly powerful computing tool that is also remarkably energy efficient. So this means that NVIDIA's top-end GPUs are the perfect device for those building supercomputers that are being used for machine learning programs. This is really the focus for NVIDIA right now, with management even going as far as to describe itself as a quote-unquote AI computing company. Recently, the firm spoke about how the trend in machine and deep learning has been to use GPUs over more expensive specialized products. So it is definitely possible that we've only started to see the beginning of the demand here. I guess the bear argument there is that eventually it's going to become more cost efficient to use, you know, specifically designed machine learning tools and hardware. Whereas it's actually proven thus far that we're really just starting to get going here with using GPUs on these types of devices, and people really across a lot of different applications are opting to use GPUs instead of the more expensive specialized hardware. Whether that'll change down the line, I guess, remains to be seen, but it seems like we still have years and years of potential with just a GPU device, and that's something that NVIDIA is really leading the way on. You know, as I hinted at there, this has wide-ranging applications in a number of industries NVIDIA is already marketing itself toward, including self-driving cars, intelligent machines, and data center deployment. Obviously, these are all still budding growth opportunities with massive potential. So as an investor, NVIDIA is still a very, very exciting stock, even though we've kind of been following its growth and growth trajectory now for a few years, and we've seen such massive expansion already. Still, over the next few years, NVIDIA is expected to post EPS growth at an annualized rate of over 10%, but all of these prospective growth drivers also have the potential to keep expanding well beyond that five-year time frame. And honestly, NVIDIA's kind of already made a history of over the past few years, especially of, you know, just skyrocketing past earnings projections. It's almost as if analysts can't keep up with the company's growth. So yeah, just to recap, those are a few things to keep your eye on. Again, NVIDIA, more of a pure play type of option that is still a tech company that's really added AI to its business model, whereas all of these other tech giants, your FANG stocks, Salesforce, Microsoft, Samsung, these are all people that are really paving the way for consumer and enterprise level tech companies to be leading the AI market. And you know, these are publicly traded companies, so these are all investment strategies if you're interested in AI and putting some of that interest in AI into your portfolio. That does it for us this week. Next week, we are going to be wrapping up the three-part series by talking explicitly about the more pure play options I hinted at, so stay tuned for that. As a reminder, if you feel that we missed something or if you want us to cover a different story, shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. We are also now available on Spotify. Just search for Zacks Investment Research on that platform. You should be able to find all of our shows. As always, thanks for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. We will see you next time.